morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. Happy winter solstice. It is cold out there. You know, in Florida, we have cold fronts come down from the north, and then they bring rain, and they lower the temperatures enough to feel like winter for 3 days, and then it leaves us. It's cold, but the sun usually shines the whole 3 days. I love Florida winter. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Thank you and Tony so much for these cookies. I'm so excited when I got them, and I'm just like, And the little gingerbread men, our cookies are shaped like little gingerbread with frosting, and oh my goodness.
Tony has been a baking fiend this week. He is the peepa, and he bakes cookies for all of our family and friends. And he's baked nearly right close to 1,000 cookies in 3 days.
Oh, I believe it. I easily believe it. Definitely. Yeah. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And how cold was it out at your place? Do you know?
30 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like upper 30s.
Yeah. It's in the upper 30s, mid 30s up in North Florida. It's going to be cold and sunny tonight, down near 30 degrees. Some areas will have frost, those little microclimates. But it's going to warm up to 70s for North Florida beginning of the week, lows in the 50s. That's going to be really good. And it could be a little chance of rain this week, but it's going to be a warm Christmas.
We had a big chunk of rain Thursday.
Yeah, it was
Wednesday.
Thursday.
I remember.
I drove through a couple of counties and hit and miss showers, but it was a nice amount. It was more than what I thought it was going to be, because the forecaster said, 30% chance. He says you probably won't get any.
Yeah.
And then we went through all these storms as I was going through, and I'm going, okay,
that's normal.
But it's perfect for Christmas and traveling, so I'm really liking that. Central Florida, Leesburg, Orlando, Tampa, Venice, pretty much the same weather forecast. It's going to be cloudy all week with sunshine next weekend. Mid-70s, lows in the 60s, great sleeping weather. Little chance of rain. So South Florida, Miami, sunny, but your temperatures are cool this weekend. Then mid to upper 70s, overcast, a few clouds. Then the only part of Florida expecting rain next weekend is going to be the Miami area, South Florida. Hmm. Key West, you have great Florida postcard winter weather all week long. So what does this mean for your garden? Well, you're still going to need to water the one time a week. That's going to be important because these cold fronts bring wind and they dry the plants out. And so you're going to want to water at least 1.5 inches of rain this week if you do not get rainfall. So hopefully you have your rain shutoff device, which is mandatory by law on every automatic sprinkler system, and that it's set correctly and it's working. And so if you just water that one time a week, your landscape's going to be just fine. I don't see us covering anything. I don't see it being a freezing rain or a freezing cold that's coming. But it's going to get down there for North Florida.
Right.
Up near, what is it, Newberry. Our friends, our listeners up there, yeah. Jim and Bob, and Tallahassee. And then in the Georgia area, it'll freeze.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Of course, the one day that it picked to rain in what, almost a week to 2 weeks, it was the day I had my sprinklers going to kind of just to wet the ground because we threw out some ryegrass and
sure.
We wanted it to take root. And all of a sudden it's like, and I'm like, are you really?
It's like you should have also washed your car and then you could have gotten some rain too. That's an easy way to get rainfall. And sometimes people will say, the sprinkler systems are going on and it's raining. And why do the sprinkler systems come on? Well, it's probably because you have your irrigation set at a higher level of rain than you received. So it's going to, bring it up to that level.
Yeah, most of them aren't, and you taught me this, most of them aren't, ooh, it feels like it's damp outside and it shuts off. No, it has like a little like a well area or a bottle that has to fill up, and then it has like a floater, and then it turns
cork.
Off.
Yeah, yeah, and that cork absorbs the water, and when that cork inflates,
oh, there you go.
Then it stops it.
Gotcha.
So that tells it it's gotten enough rain. So we got a great show today. This first hour, Rise and Shine. We're going to take your gardening questions. I have a lot of questions from this last week. and then answer some questions. Somebody asked about Starburst last week, the Starburst clerodendrons, and I didn't give him the answer he wanted or they wanted. I don't know who they are. And so I'm going to just fill it in just a little bit more and kind of update my response so that it satisfies.
Give the people all that they want to know, Teresa.
that's it. And then also, too, second hour, we have Dana Venricks coming on with Quality Green Specialist. And if you have not been there this week, you need to run out there. They've got the most beautiful poinsettias.
I saw you post that picture, and I was like, oh,
yes,
beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And so we're going to be talking to Dana Venrick about what to do. He has had an influx of butterflies this week, so we're going to be talking about pollinator plants when he comes on. And we're just going to be taking gardening questions. It's kind of easy. December, not a lot to do in the garden. Mm-hmm. We're all, you know, decorating our landscapes with ornaments and decorations. And everybody's, you know, going to be traveling. What are your plans for Christmas?
Absolutely nothing. Maybe finish putting my Christmas decorations up because, well, that hasn't happened.
Do you have ham or turkey at Thanksgiving?
Both.
Or at Christmas? Both?
Both.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Well, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for joining us this morning. As you wake up and think about all the things you want to do in your garden today, with the cold weather, maybe not. It's great to be outside. Lizzie, we have a lot of listeners in Singapore and Australia this week.
Yes.
And so I want to say hello to them.
Good
day.
Morning.
Good day.
Yes, good day. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Appreciate you guys listening.
There you go. Let's go to Jerry. And if you have a call, I should give the phone number. 1-888-455-2967. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us like Mike did, 23680. Let's go to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I have a question. I got a donkey ears recently.
Wonderful.
And, I was wondering how to take care of it. It looks nice, but I'm not sure if it's cold sensitive or
it's going to be a little bit of cold sensitive, so I would not keep it on your patio this week, but okay. I would go ahead and just enjoy it indoors. It is a succulent, and you don't need to water a lot, so just check it, and I would probably water it once every 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
And
it'll be good as a house plant. Does it reproduce somehow?
Well, I'm just going to tell you a little bit of exciting, that you can take off each leaf and put it into a pot, and it will germinate, or it'll propagate.
Oh, great.
All right?
Yes.
Very easy. Very, very easy to take. But if it's cold, now, if you place it near in a warm room or somewhere where you've got the heater going, it'll need more water. Okay, so I would just check the soil every couple of days and then water it about once every 2 to 3 weeks.
Very good. Thank you very much, Teresa.
Well, thank you for being our first caller this morning. I appreciate it.
You're
That's
welcome.
Great. All right, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us 23680. Let's go through this list. So Linda says, when seeds need to be frozen, and she's forgotten what it's called, before being planted, would you please explain the process? All right, so a lot of seeds here in Florida, what we're growing here in Florida, Florida plants, tropicals, annuals, don't need to be refrigerated, chilled, or what it's called is cold stratified. Okay, stratify. And so you do not need to do that to most plants. Just go ahead and you know, put the seeds in the soil. But if you want to keep them in the refrigerator and keep them chilled until next spring, you can go ahead and you can either place them in a wet paper towel, in a plastic bag, or and put it in the refrigerator, or you can put it in sand and moisten the soil and put that in a plastic bag and put it in the refrigerator. Or you can also to put it in kind of like peat moss and moisten that and put it in the refrigerator. And then when you want to bring them out for the springtime, let's say for, you know, February, March, you can go ahead and do that, Linda. But you can also just plant them in the ground now and they will grow. So I don't see the need to do it. Now, bulbs, we need to have cold temperatures. That's a different process, but not seeds. Then also, too, Linda says she has 32 degrees at 7 a.m., and that's zone 8B just west of Gainesville. So thank you for that update. That's wonderful. Mike in Venice is 48 degrees in Venice, so that's pretty cold.
Wow.
So we hope you stay warm, Mike, and we'll do that. And then, does the one time a week watering text message here hold true for raised vegetable beds? I would say that because it's out of the ground, I would the 1.5 inches of water, pretty much that's enough. But how often you need to apply that depends on what kind of bed you're in, what kind of soil it is. It may dry out quicker being above ground with the winds. So I would just check it every couple of days. And if the soil is cool, moist, or damp, you know, when you stick your finger in the ground, you do not need to irrigate it. So you just, don't have to. So sometimes we can be our worst enemy and overwater, especially during the wintertime.
Okay.
So we don't need to do that. So Merry Christmas, Mike. Thank you so much.
Yeah, can I derail the show for just a second?
Yes.
All right. I absolutely hate snickerdoodle cookies, but let me tell you about Tony's snickerdoodle cookies. I'm going to end up eating this whole bag of snickerdoodles. I'm sorry. Teresa's husband, Tony, likes to cook, and him and Teresa set up people that they care about with cans and cans of cookies of different varieties, which I absolutely love, and I hate snickerdoodles. Boy, let me tell you what. He makes a good snickerdoodle.
There you go. He does at that. And so he loves to bake, and it keeps him happy. He's happy when he is baking. And all the kids love him. They all have their favorites. And so wait till you get to the mint cookies.
What do I now to go back to the show, okay?
You're the producer.
Well, you know, hey. I have Christmas cactuses that I have purchased.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just plant them in the ground.
No.
They're supposed to hang?
Yes. You can put them in a hanging basket. You can put them in a pot.
Oh, I probably do it like my, what's it, is it ficus?
Yes.
That's that big thing, right?
Yes.
That hangs in a tree that everybody sees?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a staghorn fern.
Oh, staghorn. Okay. I have one the size of a VW bug. I swear it's that big.
Yes.
Okay. We had actually put it on we had to put multiple dog crates and metal. It can't even hang from a tree anymore. It's that big. But anyway, so could I do my Christmas cactus like that?
I would say that because it's tropical, I would keep it indoors or on the pot where you can cover it. So planting it outside, you're going to have to cover it if we have freezes.
Okay.
So I would say you could put it outside, but I would put it in a container that you can move in or cover with a frost blanket.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Hanging it out in the second firm. Now, that's here further north, and you're a little bit further north because you're up in Lake County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From Orlando down South Florida, you could put them.
The Christmas cactus?
In a staghorn or hang it from a tree.
Hang it from a tree. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'll get back to my snickerdoodles.
And so lots of great questions this week. Stephen Ocala, he wants to know if he needs to be worried about his Meyer lemon fruit, which he sent a great photo of, and it's got like scratches on it, and it kind of looks like it's been damaged. But Steve, you're in luck. What I see on your Meyer's lemons, your little ones, is only wind damage, and I think it probably suffered it through the storms in October. So most likely that's what it is. I don't see it as being a disease issue or mite issue or galls or anything like that. So no need to do anything. The fruit's not damaged. and you'll be able to enjoy it when it ripens. So thank you for sending those great pictures. I loved it. Also, too, let's see. I wanted to say, Lizzie, we have, this is our last live show for the year.
Right.
But next week, we have a special.
Yes.
That's going to be new.
It's pre-recorded, it is new, and right. it's going to play. And we won't physically be here, but it's brand new.
It's brand new, but a lot of exciting news in it, and a lot of fun things in it, discoveries. And so we hope this Tom McCubbin, host emeritus, is going to be on with us, and Lizzie, and we just have a great time. And it's going to be a special show, so you do not want to miss next week's show.
You have quite a few announcements in both hours.
Yes.
To be honest with you.
And yes.
This is something that, you know, our listeners would be interested in hearing. So
I think so. Also, if you miss any of the shows, you can always hear them on iHeartRadio and anywhere where you listen to podcasts. You can do that. And you can also go onto our Facebook page and download it from there, too, as well, because I always post them in the download, and it links right to the podcast.
Nice.
And so if you'd like to do that as well. The December newsletter is out. I hope everyone who got it enjoyed it. And if you don't receive our monthly newsletter, you can go to my webpage, which is www.she-consulting.com. she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for it and start receiving it in January.
Or you can actually search on IMDb, you know, the thing where actors and actresses and professional people are on, and Teresa Watkins is now on the IMDb page.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that.
That was awesome.
It is. It's kind of interesting to see, because we are big fans, Tony and I, of IMDb, because we're always looking up the trivia in the movies we watch.
Oh, yeah.
We're really into the 1930s and 40s movies, and, you know, IMDb is one of our favorite websites, so I'm kind of excited to find that we're on there, too, as well. So, love to have your phone calls. This is ours, all about you, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Those of you in North Florida, you're going to see a little bit of frost or freezes, just a little bit. But the rest of Florida, you're going to be just lovely. Like I said, picture perfect Florida postcard weather this week.
Oh, yeah. I was unexpectedly happy whenever I was cleaning out the turkey runs, because uh-huh. I put so much hay in there. And now I realize that the Gerald, it's a Tom, and he has two brothers. From another mother, and they don't really like the hay, and they couldn't figure out why they were laying in the middle of the run instead of next to the heaters.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've got like 15 heaters, the Broders, all lined up and around the pen so they can get near it and lay on the hay and be comfortable. Or I moved all that hay because I'm just very OCD about smell and everything.
Yes.
So I pulled everything out into the driveway, got the tractor out, and then noticed that they were all just laying there in the dirt next to the heaters and everywhere else. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
They're like the three wise men that they're waiting outside the manger.
Yes, and
they're
obviously
not going to go in the manger.
Facts. And I am not the wise person, because I didn't know the turkeys don't like high hay. Well, find out.
We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. It's Saturday morning. You can hear us every Saturdays from 7 to 9 a.m. and on WFLA Orlando, or anywhere where you
get your podcast, definitely.
They can get the podcast.
There you go. Just search Better Lawns and Gardens.
There you go. 1-888-455-2967. You have a gardening question, I'd love to hear from you. Or 23680 from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscaper, garden author, horticulturist. I love digging in the dirt, and I love helping people with their gardening questions. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to Howard in Tallahassee. Good morning, Howard. How can I help you?
How you doing this morning, Teresa?
I'm doing great. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Listen, I've been, when I drive into my shop on Saturday mornings, I listen to your show, and it's a pleasure listening to, and I call it a roughneck gone greenery. My grandfather was a wonderful grower. He grew a lot of fruit trees and a lot of plants, and I have a project that I'm doing in Tallahassee for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about you this morning on the show. I've been pondering what I need to plant. I'm looking to plant a year-round shrub that maybe grows 2 or 3 feet and does well in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I seem to be that guy, that fella, I plant something and it either grows bigger than my house or 2 weeks later looks like a pile of old burn-up leaves. So
right.
I figured I'd give you a buzz.
Wonderful, Howard. I'm so glad you called. So tell me, is this a commercial property or a residential property?
It's a commercial property a personal project for myself.
Wonderful. Okay, so what? So can you tell me how many space or how long the space is? The measurements?
I can. I'm gonna have about six. I'm gonna have about 16 spaces for an RV park that's got a lot of wildlife setting around it. And in each one of those 16 places, I was really wanting to plant some type of a year-round in each one of those spots.
Okay, excellent. So I've got a couple of choices for you, but if you'll listen to my top five, which is coming on in the next segment, it's all about plants that you can use, okay? So my favorites for what you're going to be doing are two. One is Podocarpus, okay? It's a nice columnar hedge that you can put around, and it's evergreen, doesn't have any disease issues, no plant issues. It gets established, doesn't need a lot of water, and will do great in your area. But it does grow big. But if you use the Pringle variety, it only gets to be about 3 to 5 feet tall, and it's kind of a bluish green versus the dark green.
Okay,
that's the Pringles Podocarpus. The other choice is a pink camellias. And I really like the Pink Perfection or Yuletide. And the camellias are evergreen all year round, but they bloom in the wintertime. Now, the Yuletide and the Pink Perfection are beautiful, and they're very columnar. So it makes a nice hedge, and you only need to cut them kind of like once a year. So you cut them after they bloom. So those are my two choices. But in the next segment, I'll give you four more.
Well, I tell you, I really enjoy your show and listening to other callers, and it's a blessing this morning. I think it's kind of a Christmas blessing to have your show, and one of the greatest men I admire was my grandfather. He was a wonderful grower, and it's amazing to me even at my age that I feel the urge to become my non-green thumb to learn to become somewhat of a planner, and with your show, believe it or not, I trust you in the morning, and I made some really good notes while you were talking.
Well, thank you so much, Howard. You just made me all verklempt. I'd so enjoy. Well, stay in touch. Let me know how you do, and send me pictures, okay?
I will be glad to. I hope I send you pictures of beautiful green.
That's wonderful. Those two plants will give you beautiful green without a lot of hard work, all right?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to the show. Y'all are very, very good people.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Howard, and Happy New Year. You just stay in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. So wonderful.
Thanks.
I love that call.
Yes, that was very nice.
It touched me very. I mean, I love that he's going into gardening. And it's funny how we tend to, you know, gravitate or we are attracted by what we grew up with. And as a young boy, with his grandfather watching him work.
Right.
You know, I just love that.
Well, and it also
great memories.
It also helps those of us who are grandparents, the fact that you kind of sometimes, I know I feel with my grandbrats, like whatever I'm teaching them, either about the wood gardening, I do know. And the turkey raising, that I just kind of feel like it's falling on deaf ears, but like he's a testimony that it may seem like it is falling on deaf ears, even though, you know, he was there, and just like our grandchildren are there and learning, they're absorbing it. So that was very nice to hear that, you know, he's taken on what his grandfather has done.
I so agree with you. Now, when my kids were little, I used to make them pull weeds and things like that on the weekends, and they had little chores, and they would moan the whole time. They hated it. Mm-hmm. But when my daughter's two little ones, they were about 3 and 4 years old, she called me. She goes, "Mom, you're not going to believe this. My kids are out there pulling weeds. I love it."
No, it's true. I mean, it's like, yeah, exactly. That's the punishment. That or whenever I was in school, I had a principal at the school who, on detention, if you had it during lunch, you had to go out and take scissors and cut the grass with scissors. And it's funny because now I'm growing grass and herbs for my turkeys, and I go out and I'm cutting grass, and all I can think of is, okay, Mr. Cunningham, if you could just see me now.
So we know you got in trouble in school. Yeah. There's a backstory there we need to talk about.
That was
about.
A good call for sure. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Howard. That's wonderful. So Carolyn in Jacksonville, she asked if she can prune her 6-foot-tall hibiscus now. Carolyn, well, thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and thank you for the question. No, please don't prune any tropical plants right now. The wintertime is going to do it for you. And in the second hour, I'll explain a little bit more about the winter we have here. But if it freezes, the hibiscus is going to get damaged, but it won't be enough to kill it. But if you prune it right after it freezes, that's going to stimulate new foliage growth and new leaves coming out. And they're going to be more susceptible to the cold temperatures and freezing in the future. So we're just now at the beginning of our winter time, and we're still going to get freezes all the way up through probably mid-February. And so wait until late February to cut and prune and fertilize your tropical plants, such as hibiscus, crotons, copperleaf, splitleaf, philodendrons. Thank you for asking, Carolyn. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens Saturday morning. Here's where you're at. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week is plants to hide utilities, your AC, your well, your electrical panels. And my top one, first number one, is the Podocarpus pringle, which I told Howard. It is a Podocarpus macrophylla pringle. It only gets to be about 5 feet tall and doesn't need a lot of pruning. The next one is a small leaf clusia, also known as the autograph plant. It is beautiful, gets to be 3 to 5 feet tall with just maybe once or twice a year pruning. The second one is the dwarf Simpson stopper, the compacta, gets to be 3 to 5 feet tall. It is a native. It does well in Florida, no matter where it is and what zones, 8 to 11, and it will do really well. My next one is the camellia, which I told Howard, the Yuletide, the Pink Perfection, Kramer Supreme. Now, it does get a little bit taller, and we had one texter say, yeah, my camellias are 8 to 10 feet tall. Yes, but camellias don't grow fast, and cutting them once a year is low maintenance. And then the next one, my last top five plants to hide utilities, AC, and the well and electrical panels, black diamond crepe myrtles. Now, they do go dormant in the wintertime, but the leaves are spectacular. They are actually a deep, dark, blackish burgundy, and they have beautiful flowers on them. So those are my top five plants.
Well, I think that's good. Yeah, Linda from Zone 8B was saying about her camellias are 8 to 10 foot tall.
Right, so. But she never cuts them.
See, that's mine. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that I know mine are at least almost 8 foot tall, but it's because we don't ever cut ours.
Right, and they're beautiful. But these camellias, and again, it's a really good question, Linda, because, or follow-up, because you know, you don't want to overplant. And so if you know your plants are going to get to be 3 feet wide, then you plant, you know, 3 feet on center and they'll grow in nicely together. But if you're putting them like every, you know, 1 foot, 12 inches apart, then it's going to get cramped and you are going to have to cut it more. So space plants appropriately to the width, and then that way you don't have too much work. And pruning once a year, twice a year, to me is a lot better than pruning every month or it looking scraggly or getting so overwhelming. So thank you very much. That was a great question, Howard. And he was reading my mind.
Yes.
He was reading my mind this morning. So 1-888-455-2967 or text 23680. And you can let me know what you're needing, what kind of gardening questions. Again, this month, we're kind of in the, you know, end of the month and starting into January, not a lot to do for the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Well,
really enjoy yourself.
I went back and I listened to our podcast, which you can find anywhere. So you can especially find it on our website, betterlawns.com. And I listened to about putting our onions in the ground.
Yes.
So I did the seeds, but that was like 2 weeks ago. Seeds, and then I just happened to find the onion bulbs.
Uh-huh.
I was so happy to find dahlia bulbs.
Yes.
So, yes, so they're going to go in today.
Excellent.
I'm so excited. I can't
those
wait.
Those are called seed onions. Yes, those are wonderful.
Yes.
And you know you can cut off the bottoms of your onions and grow new ones.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So Lizzie's eating cookies here.
You don't even understand. Okay, now my next favorite is the Black Forest, which is chocolate and cherries. Like, there's real maraschino chunky cherries in them.
Oh, they're black cherries. They're not the maraschino's cherries.
Well, obviously, I am not going to be on a taste testing contest anytime soon, if that's what I thought.
But aren't those delicious?
These are cookies, by
the
way.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Tony.
And so we want to also let everybody know that next week we have a really special show. We want everyone to listen in.
I'm telling you, Teresa's got a couple of really good surprises. Of one is information that she found out and she shared with Tom, which was so cool. And then she's got something else that she's expanding this next year. So pretty excited about that.
Yep, exactly. And so we're doing real. Now, Heather in Palm Bay, she has been emailing about her lawn and she's doing really well. She's new to Florida, so welcome to Palm Bay, Heather, and we hope you're going to enjoy your new home. And she planted Bahia seed on the outside to, you know, get the home permit and to landscape her yard. And her husband's kind of concerned because she says he's been doing some research on Bahia, and it looks fairly difficult to grow and time-consuming to get going in the beginning. A lot of overseeding and maintenance. Well, here's the danger of researching online. You have to know what you're looking for. And if you read everything online, it may be misinformation or it's not explaining it very well. So Bahia grass is one of our pasture grasses that have been growing in Florida for years and years and years and years, you know, over 100 years. And literally it was used as ballast off of the ships coming off, and that's how it got started here, from South America. But it's very easy to grow. It does go dormant in the wintertime. So when you're seeing it's not taking off so fast, it's because they slow down in the wintertime. So you're going to see more growth in the springtime and when the temperatures get above 60 degrees, 70 degrees, 80, 90. That's the kind of weather it loves. So if you need to overseed it and put something else there, then she wanted to add a second variety of grass to it. Be careful about adding additional grasses to your yard that are permanent. Now, the annual ryegrass you can sow right now, and it'll pop up immediately. It'll be green all winter long. You'll be able to mow all winter long. It will be good. And it also actually, as it gets cut and dies into the grass in the wintertime, because it'll die when temperatures get to be 70 degrees, then it's going to add nutrition to the soil. So, but it's your Bahia grass is going to take off. It's just wintertime, and it's not going to be an issue. You can put the annual grasses down. Now, I know there's some groups out there that are saying, okay, you want to mix wildflower seeds, you want to add these different plants to your turf so it's not all one, kind of like a mix and mow landscape or mix and mow turf. One, just be really, really careful if that's what you want, because it can get messy and weedy looking. If you're in an HOA, they may have rules against that, so you want to check that. And two, you may get a lot more weeds in your yard because your grass is not going to be straight and nice and thick and dense. It's going to be spotty and patchy with wildflower seeds or wildflower plants and different types of ground covers, and it may allow other weeds to get in and germinate. So it may be more of an issue in weed control if you like that. Now, if you're out on property and you've got, 10, even 1 to 2, 3, 5, 6, 20, 50 acres, yeah, go right ahead and you can mix your wildflower seeds, make a meadow, add ground covers, pony's foot ground covers, and native ground cover. Beautiful. I love it. You can do that. But just kind of be aware that it could get messy looking, and you don't necessarily want that. You want a nice thick lawn or a nice thick ground cover on your property. So just be patient the first year with your bahia grass, and it'll fill in really nicely next year, especially once you fertilize it in the springtime and get it going. So 1-888-455-2967. Write the number down so you can give us a call in the second hour. We have a wonderful Dana Vendrick coming up in our second hour, and he's going to be telling us lots of good information. He is a hero in the ag world.
Yes.
He's been an extension agent, was an extension agent in Volusia County for a long time. He's had his own farms. He's been a grower. Mm-hmm. He knows how to fertilize, and he even makes up, he manufactures his own minerals and soil amendments for your landscape. So he's going to be really lots of fun to talk to. He is also a sponsor on our show, so we do appreciate that. And in fact, at this time of the year, we're grateful for all our sponsors.
Yes.
Black Cow, wonderful soil amendment. We appreciate their sponsorship. And then also Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, makers of mosquito bits and dunks and green armor year round.
That stuff is really, really good.
The green armor is. That,
yes.
And you spray that on your clothes, on your tent, on anything that you're around.
Not your body.
Not your body. just your clothing, especially if you're going out in the woods, or it just protects you from mosquitoes and insects.
And then Peterson's Nursery, the big thing I'm excited about and around Strawberry Festival time is their roses will be going up for sale then.
Yes.
So excited.
There's rose production is getting going. And I planted about, I say I, it's the royal I, royal we, my guys, my landscapers. We just did an install this week where we planted 12 roses in a rose garden, and they are just taking off. We're looking so good. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Make sure you guys go to betterlawns.com. You can catch all of the episodes that you missed or any part of any of the episodes you missed right there. Betterlawns.com.